Yo, 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 welcome to the Legacy Talks podcast. Y'all here with your boy Daryl and my co-host.
This your boy Jay Lloyd, and we are here to talk legacy. So if you want to start a legacy, build a legacy, or leave a legacy, let's go.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Jay Lloyd. We here again doing another podcast with my co-host.
Girl in the building. Woo! Chambers Nation. Here we go, man. Tell them what we're talking about today, bro.
Man, we pumped up and excited today. We just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever you're listening to this. But today, listen, we're going to talk about visualization, because visualization is key. It is key to get to wherever you're trying to go. You got to see it in your mind's eye before you see it in your eyes' eye. What you think about that, Daryl?
Man, I think you are absolutely right. I just got one question to start out.
Uh-huh.
At what point did you realize that visualization was key, or was something that you needed in order for you to achieve your goals, success, whatever it may be? At what point did you realize that?
You want to know something? It started for me when I was real young. I was like third or fourth grade. So check it out. So at church, I was one of the drummers for the children's church choir. And unfortunately, it was like 2-3 drummers. And I was the youngest one, so you already knew how that went. They had seniorities because they was older. And so I went home, and I was just thinking, like, man, what could I do to bypass them and get on those drums? Because they wanted to play, too. We was all hungry to play the drums. And so I visualized me actually playing on the drums. But I visualized me – this may sound crazy, but I visualized me actually pouting. I was looking sad and pouting, and then they felt sorry for me, and they was like, you know what? Come on, Justin. Here, go on here. Get on the drums, man. We know you've been waiting a long time. Go on here. Get on the drums. So I seen that in my mind's eye. So I actually went to church that Sunday, and I didn't want to go that route, but, like, I really was trying to get on the drums. It was my favorite song, too. He wouldn't let me play. He like, no, this is my favorite song, too. I pulled it out on them, Daryl. I pout, sat there, looking like I lost my dog. And next thing you know, you know what? Come on, get on the drums, man. Come on, let's get on the drums. So it worked for me back then. And then on a more serious note, when we was in high school, before that, I visualized me graduating eighth grade, you know? I wanted to graduate with honors, and I was able to do that. And a lot of it was because I visualized me graduating with honors. So that's how it was for me, man. What about you?
All right. Well, you already captured the first one, so I'm gonna just capture the one that I felt was most important, and then you can do, you know, what was yours afterwards. So the one that I felt that was, like, most important or that resonated the most was, of course, the one in high school. Mm. And the reason why is because, like, when I heard that conversation telling me that I wasn't something when I knew that exactly what I was, it just made me think, and really start to visualize it. So I went up to the wall and I looked at the pictures. And I saw my picture right up there next to it. And that wasn't the only thing that I saw up there. That was just one of the things that I saw. I didn't share this with anybody else. But when I looked at that wall, I also looked at an award that's given at graduation for the top student athlete.
Mm.
And I saw my name on that too. And I of course, the next year, my picture was on the wall. And when I graduated, my name was on that list.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that, cause you was an athlete in high school, running track and everything. I know you used visualization then to win some of them races.
Yeah, I did. Not at first. At first, it was more so, and I'm explaining why. At first, I just visualized myself being on varsity. So I just wanted to be good enough to get on varsity. Right. Then when I made it on varsity, I'm like, now I want to be the best. So I started to visualize myself as being the best. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely, man. But high school is the start for me. You know, that was the start for me in college. That was why I had such a difficult time, because I never visualized myself at the end.
Yeah, that you know, and that be the deal breaker for people when they don't visualize them being successful. You know, a lot of people use visualization in a negative way as well. I'm sure you aware of that. People saying, "No, I can't do that," or "That exam coming up, I just know I'm gonna fail. I could see it now. I could see it now." They see themselves failing. They kind of plant that seed already. You know, and so I always like to tell people, you know, visualize you actually winning, whatever it is, you conquering that battle. You know, because college was a really big one. You know, when I was a freshman, I visualized me graduating. I didn't know what I was going to graduate in. Well, I was a math major. And I stuck it through. I stuck the whole thing through. I visualized me graduating, and I had some corners. I had some things that threw me, you know, threw me for a loop or whatever, and put me in a corner. But my visualization would just change for the situation that I was in, you know. So it's almost like a Kobe Bryant. Love Kobe Bryant. I know that's your favorite player as well. It's like Kobe Bryant, you know, looking to first, he in the finals, he looking to sweep the opponent, and then that don't happen. They win the game. Then he like, okay, back in 2008, when they went against Boston, and they had lost to Boston previously, and 2008, that's when they lost to Boston. 2010 is when they took Boston out. So they was looking to really beat Boston, but they ended up going down in the series 3-2. And that fifth game, I was just looking at an interview. He said they got toe up by the Celtics. Toe up. Molly whopped. And he said he remembered he was in that locker room, and he just started laughing. Derek Fisher looked at him like, "What's so funny? We just lost. You over here laughing?" And they all looking at him like he crazy. Like, "Bro, we just lost. We down 3-2. And he said, "Think about it." He was like, "All I did was just visualize us beating them. Let's take the score away, all that stuff." He was like, imagine in the beginning of this season, somebody would tell you, somebody told you, all you got to do to win the championship this year is win two games. You got to win two games at home. He was like, it eliminated everything else. He was like, all we got to do is win two more games. We don't care that the series is going their way. They got one more game to win. All we got to do is win two games at home. We're going to do that. We're going to do that. Him and his team started visualizing them winning, because they was hurt. They like, damn, we down against the Boston Celtics with the big three, up three on us. And look. He took the problem out of it, and he visualized him in the beginning of the season, before the season even started, and somebody telling him, "Look, all you got to do is win two home games, and you won the championship." And he put his whole teammates on, and look what happened. Won the championship. 2010, baby. 2009, 2010, that was their repeat.
Man, that was a good year. Graduated and seen the Lakers kick their butt in the finals.
Right.
Oh, God, man. Yeah, but that man, the visualization just there is just so important, man. And the other thing is, like, with visualization is that it's so close to not close to it. It actually is imagination. Like, if you really think about it, the Lakers at that point were probably visualizing themselves losing the series because they had just lost that game.
Yeah.
And all Kobe did was take their visualization and give it a 180 and turn it the opposite way. And so a lot of times it's like, you know, as far as like a mentality as people, we may have a negative mentality. Like, you have to switch your mentality, and that's all starts with your visualization. If you start to visualize yourself in a place, your mind ultimately is going to start to work towards whatever you're visualizing. So if you're visualizing yourself losing, your mind is going to work towards losing.
Mm.
Because your mind cannot distinguish the difference between imagination and reality. And I know we said that on the podcast before, but we're going to bring it up again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing. You have to visualize yourself winning. The other thing after that point is, let's say you don't visualize at all.
Mm.
If you don't visualize at all, that means you're going to either accept the reality of what currently is happening, or your mind is going to attract the last thing you visualize. So if the last thing you visualize is a loss, your mind is going to, losing. Let's attract. It's going to attract losing. Like, it's very important to visualize, man. You got to be able to see yourself there when you're not there. It's just visualization. It kind of reminds me of faith, because it really is. It's like you visualizing something, that's faith, and then you put the work in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You putting the work in, man.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the key. Once you put that, and before you put that work in, like you say, you got to visualize it, because actually that's when inspired work is going, that's when inspired work comes into play. A lot of people work hard, but if you inspired to work, that work won't be hard because you inspired to do it.
Now, with visualization, me and you were talking earlier before we started the podcast, right? And we were talking about definite purpose. So how important do you think it is when you visualize it to have a specific, or for your visualization to be as specific as possible? What is the, like, what's the key with that? Like, why is that important? Why is that so important?
It's important because God got a sense of humor. He gonna give you what you ask for. He is going to give you what you ask for. So many times people say, God, but God, bless me with a new car. And then they get blessed with a hoopty. You're like, I said a car, not a hoopty. Well, you didn't specify exactly what you wanted. You didn't specify. So he gave you a car. But he wanted to be funny that time, so he blessed you with a hoopty. The hoopty gets you plan A to plan B, but, you know, you ain't looking fashionable in it or whatever, but you're still getting the job done. So you want to make sure you're really specific with what you want to do, because at the end of the day, your mind is like I look at the mind as a ship. Every captain, every person is the sailor of their ship, right? And so in that, when you're on a ship, you have to have a definite location that you're going. You can't say, oh, I'm going south. Okay, we're going south where? We're just going to go south and see where we end up. Well, you might fall off the map. You do that, you'll get lost, and you won't have no type of place where you going to end up. So when you're specific with what you want and you know exactly what you want, you can put all of your energy and all of your focus power on that specific thing. So going back to the example with the car, if you just want a car and it's not any particular car and you don't visualize, guess what? If the last thing that you visualize was a hoopty, guess what? You're going to get that hoopty because that was the last image that was in your mind's eye. So you got to be very, very tunnel vision and focused on what kind of car you're going to have, or whatever that purpose is, whatever it is, you got to be very, very specific with it. And that makes it easier for your mind. Because instead of you, it's like going to Walmart. I don't know who ever went to Walmart and only spent $5, $10, especially if they ain't got a list. I go in Walmart. If I go without a list, I'm easily spending $50, $100.
Oh, you already know.
Easy. Easy. But if I come in with a specified purpose, I know exactly what I'm getting. Guess what? I'm not going to overspend. And so if you don't have your purpose in your mind's eye, you're going to overspend energy. That's wasted energy that could have been tunneled vision to whatever you wanted. So that's why I think it's very, very important to make sure you specify exactly what you want.
That is correct, man. You captured all of it, man, right there. So I looked up a quote that I want to share with you, and I want to get, you know, your opinion on this quote. Mm-hmm. And it's regarding visualization, of course. Losers visualize the penalties of failures. Winners visualize the rewards of success, by William S. Gilbert. Mm. What do you think about that quote?
Well, that's definitely true. That goes back to the good book. It says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you visualizing yourself a winner, you visualizing yourself a champion, that's how you're going to carry yourself. That's how you're going to carry yourself. But if you visualize yourself a loser, someone that can't compete, someone that's not a contender, that's not reputable, that's exactly how you're going to act. Because it's the thoughts that lead to the feelings, and the feelings leads to the action, and the action leads to the results. So it's all about your thoughts. You got to have good thoughts. Visualization got to be A1, baby. A1.
So all right, thoughts got to be A1, right? So let's take this example, right? Let's say I'm a person and I've never really truly visualized, right? Mm-hmm. How would I get started with like visualization? Like, how would you explain visualization to me? What would you say that, like, what's the first couple steps I need to take? Do I need to draw a picture? Do I need to?
You know, I will mention, I ask them, you ever daydream before? See, daydreams are not daydreams. Some people may be idle in their daydreams, but a daydream could be a visualization for real, because that's when you physically idle, but your mind is working because it's visualizing. All visualizing is you picturing something. So I ask them, you know, if it's their goals, they got a specific goal. Let's say they want that promotion at their job. I ask them, you know, what would that look like? How does that look to you? I ask different questions. I know for me, when I first got started with visualization, it was hard. It actually takes effort to visualize. Like, it takes effort. One time, it took so much effort, I couldn't do it. So what I did was I wrote out what I wanted. I just wrote it out. I see myself doing this. I got that promotion at the job. My family is happy. My parents are happy. They congratulated me. I took my mom for breakfast, shared the news with her. We went out for some pancakes. So we went to the pancake house, the original pancake house.
Let that be known.
Let it be known, right? I'm writing all this stuff down. But guess what? When I read it back to myself, I can actually visualize it. So that's just a little technique that I would use if a person is having some problems with vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, with that vision, as you visualize something, at what point does that vision become a true belief of you, like a true belief? When do you believe that vision? Is it when you see it at first? Does it take a while for you to keep visualizing it to believe that it's true? Like, at what point do you believe that what you visualizing is true?
That is an excellent question. Consciously, it could take a minute. Subconsciously, your mind don't know. And that's what we got to play off of. Your mind don't know whether it's true or not. I could give you an example. If I told the listeners, everyone, imagine, close your eyes and imagine you biting into a hot pepper. Most people are going to start salivating because they visualizing that pepper. Your body don't know if it's true or not. You just visualizing you eating a hot pepper and it's real spicy. It spike up your taste buds. And now your mouth is watering up. So subconsciously, it's true already. That's why you got to be very careful with what you're thinking, because your subconscious don't know the difference. It don't know no better. It's just a servant. You tell it, do this, that's what it do. But you got to press upon it. The conscious is the gatekeeper. That's the one that's going to stop those thoughts from coming into your subconscious. It's like the bodyguard. So your conscious will have to get hit with it a lot, many, many times for you to actually believe it consciously.
Okay.
Are you familiar with when people say, when parents say, you better stop lying or you're going to start believing your own lies? You hear somebody lie so much, they actually believe it.
Yeah.
We could use that to our advantage. If you don't know it, use it to your advantage.
So if you had to say, the amount of times that you visualize in a day, what would you say? If you had to put a number on that.
You know what? Everybody's different. I couldn't even put a number on it. I would say you would start, it's good to start 5-10 minutes a day, but some people can't do that, or they think they can't do that. Let's put it that way. You got 24 hours in a day. That's more than enough time to be able to put in 5-10 minutes. But I tell people, look, start with 2 minutes. If that, because you want to get small victories, you want to build that muscle. Start with a minute. Start with 2 minutes. You just visualizing something. You know, you can even do it while you are doing some work. You could just pause for a minute and visualize you finishing that work. You know, build that muscle. It's just a muscle.
Yeah. That's all it is. I mean, for me, if I had to put a number on, I would say at least 3 times a day. And that reason why I'm putting the number on it is because I know that it's 3 times in a day that I'm looking at my goals and visualizing me accomplishing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would say at least 3. It's probably more than that, but those are, if I had to put like a definite number, I know it's at least 3.
So you look at your goals 3 times a day.
Yeah, like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Okay. How do you look at it? You got it on the note card? You got it on your phone?
I got it on the paper. Get it on the paper, but I look at each individual goal and I look at myself. I picture myself there in that, whatever that goal is. I picture myself there doing whatever it says I'm doing. And after that, whatever I have to do that day, it's not even a thought. Like, it's my mind just following because my mind is looking at the goal. So it's not worried about what I have to do. It's just going. Just do it like Nike. So because before, if let's say, for example, I don't look at my goals, right?
Uh-huh.
If I don't look at my goals, what's going to happen is as the day starts, I'm going to count the cost. And what I mean by that is I'm going to start to justify me doing or not doing something. I'm going to start to say, oh, well, you know, I can get up today and not do that. But, you know, you're going to start that's how you do it yourself. You justify. So if I wake up and say, I don't feel like doing something, then I might listen to my feeling. But if I wake up and visualize the things that I have on that paper that attends to that goal, my feeling's going to be out the picture because my mind is going to be thinking principles over feelings. In the words of Eric Thomas, you know what I'm saying? You got to get credit where it's due. So
Right. That's deep. That's deep. So looking at the goals 3 times a day helps you focus in on it.
Yep.
That's a big gem, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all took note on that. You got to look at your goals every day. Oh, wait. I don't have goals. What about that individual?
Everybody has goals. Do you know what your goals are?
Nah, I wanna work and pay the bills off and have a little extra spending money.
Those are goals. They might not be big goals, but those are goals.
So is it important to write that down, or can I have it in my mind? I mean, I could type it up on the computer, on my phone.
I'm gonna say this. You can type it up on the computer, you can write it down, or you should do something outside of keeping it in your mind. And the reason why I say this is there's nothing wrong with using your memory, but when you write something down, when you type it out, you take something from being just internal to external. So you're giving yourself two different avenues even to look at whatever it is that you're trying to get.
Mm.
You taking something from being internal and you bringing it external. So you just by you writing it down, you already putting it in the atmosphere.
Oh, that's good. That's good. He don't hit y'all with some haymakers, y'all. Y'all, it don't went past some people's heads, boy. Y'all got to listen to this again. That's good. That's something that I've noticed that kept me on track is having my goals in front of me all the time. You know, think about this, listeners. They do it to us.
You just reminded me, too.
They do it to us already. People on social media, there we was just talking about Amazon. Now, I guarantee you, I go on Amazon and look at the ring light, and I go to social media, guess what advertisement going to be up? Some ring lights. They keeping it in my conscience. That's advertising. They keeping it in my conscience because they know the law of attraction. If I keep looking at it, I'm going to think about it. I'm going to be like, man, I do need to get that. Next thing you know, I bought it.
Yep. And I guarantee you in your workplace or if you go to Starbucks or wherever you go, it's going to be something on the wall while you waiting to buy something that's going to make you think about something else that you want, that you might not necessarily need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's true. That's deep. That's real. So yeah, y'all. Before you even visualize, you gotta visualize. But after you visualize what you want, it sound like you gotta write that stuff down and look at it constantly and consistently.
Continually visualizing.
Mm-hmm.
Continually visualizing. And I'll say this, and this is what I'll leave you guys with, and then we'll let Justin, you know, leave y'all with something. What I'm going to say is, you know, when I was in college, I used to put up my L's. I used to put up my losses on the wall. And I visualized myself in the past losing, and I said that'll never happen again, and then I visualized myself winning. So I saw the loss again. I felt it. I saw it so I could feel it again. And once mm-hmm. I felt it, I said, I'll never feel that way again with this exact thing, whatever it was. I said, I'll never feel that way again. And I visualized myself winning. So that's what I did on the days. I always visualized myself winning. And I kept everything that I was trying to attain on my if you were in my apartment in college, you would see me hang up everything on the wall. And it'll be grades, it'll be pictures, it'll be whatever it is. These are all things that were gonna help me visualize my goals. And so I could achieve them. And I did.
Oh, that's good right there. I hope y'all got that. I would definitely, you know what? I'm going to re-listen to this myself because it was definitely gems on here. What I would leave y'all with as far as visualization, you want to visualize the thing that you want. You want to see it, feel it, believe in it. Make your mental blueprint and begin to build. All right? When you visualize, just understand and know you are what you visualize. You are what you manifest. And so if you're a person that daydreams a lot, you right there. You are right there. Now you just got to daydream with a purpose because all visualization is daydreaming with a purpose. Daydream with intention. All right? So make sure y'all do y'all visualizations. Keep y'all goals right where you need them. Look at it consistently and constantly. Put them everywhere and advertise to yourself so you can get those goals and dreams accomplished. Thank y'all for listening, and we are out. Deuces.
Michael Jackson, nails did, hair done, where the swag on? Thick chick, the type of girl you could bag on. I seen her, I could take you to the VIP. All you gotta do is come roll with me. I promise I can fulfill your fantasy. Beauty out this world, I swear you touch another side of me. Especially when you're next to me. Excessively thinking how this was meant to be.